Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Bryce Ward wishes to work with Superintendent Karen Gaborik on a proposal for how to finance school building maintenance, he said at a joint meeting between the borough and school district on Monday. The two sides came together to improve relations and discuss a thorny topic, the school district's $33 million in reserves. On Thursday, the borough assembly takes up a measure diverting $7 million of the reserves to school building improvements. School district leaders want to spend the money on equipment replacement and offsetting potential revenue shortfalls over the next few years. Ward said he was not thrilled with a four-year drawdown plan renewed by the school district administration. He didn't take a position on the borough ordinance sponsored by his predecessor, Carl Castle. Ward said, quote, "It's a methodology to deal with maintenance. It's not the only methodology," unquote. The mayor said he would like to bring the assembly a new plan in January. Gaborik also expressed a desire to work collaboratively on a plan for making school building improvements. Speed, icy conditions, and failure to wear a seatbelt were factors in a vehicle accident that killed a Fairbanks man. Alaska State Troopers report that 33-year-old Bryce Benson was driving a pickup truck on Nelson Road before 11 o'clock Sunday night when he went off the road into trees and was ejected from the vehicle. Troopers say Benson was found under the truck by responding EMS personnel who administered CPR and transported him to the hospital, where he died of injuries sustained in the accident. They say next of kin have been notified and the state medical examiner has requested Benson's body to be sent to Anchorage for autopsy. Early voting numbers have been climbing across the state, reaching 36,119 statewide votes as of Monday, the highest number of early votes for any gubernatorial in the past 12 years. The total number of early voters in 2014, the most recent previous gubernatorial election, was 22,200, according to the Division of Elections. Jeremy Johnson, a Fairbanks regional director for the Alaska Division of Elections, said numbers have been steadily growing at the local office. As of Monday afternoon, local early voting numbers had reached just over 5,000. Of those, 1,225 were Republicans, 1,098 were Democrats, 110 were in the Alaska Independence Party, and 34 were Libertarians. But about half of the early vote came from those who had no party affiliation listed, 1,657 undeclared voters and 908 nonpartisan voters. This election season is a little different in the sense that there is a governor candidate on the ballot who will not be elected even if he receives the most votes. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.